Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, September 26th already, believe it or not. We're scooting through this year pretty quick.
Yeah.
And this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and talk about local racing, just like we like to do here. And hosting along with myself tonight, man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
What's happening?
What's been happening, man?
Work.
You got the bow from
Yes. Work.
Hey, yeah. Easter famine, right?
That's right. Got to keep collecting those dead presidents.
That's right. Got to keep paying for racing.
That's right, too.
So, also, guest host tonight, Mr. Lions fan, Detroit Lions fan. Dylan.
Trading it in for the Play Speedway hat. What is that?
The yellow one needs to get washed, and I could not find my Truck Series hat. It's got to be at the shop somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Dug through the entire apartment. Couldn't find it anywhere.
Gary actually bought some free tickets in for you because you were wearing a hat, but you didn't get them now. Maybe next time.
You dug through the apartment, and if you see me, it only took us 5 minutes to do that.
Right.
But I got a lot of hats out there to dig through. So.
That's cool. Are you a hat collector? You collect hats?
I would say yes, but not really, because I really only wear like two or three of them.
Those two of the special ones we like to see.
Yeah, and those are really the ones I wear.
Right.
You always have them on, so.
Right.
Might as well have a selection.
First or second time I've worn this one.
So have the Lions been winning or something?
Yeah, they're doing pretty good.
Okay, so you're allowed to wear the hat now.
Yeah.
When they're losing, you can't wear the hat.
That's why I wear the Detroit Tigers hat. Guess what's heat.
At the beginning of the season,
they were 1-0. They were the first undefeated team.
How many games did they win from last season? Into the preseason, like
9 of their last 10.
Yeah, they were doing all right last season, so as long as they can hold that up.
Ended on a good note.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
All we needed was Seattle to lose their last game of the season. We'd have been in the playoffs.
And it's a good thing they're not they're
playing Thursday.
Oh. Yep.
I was boycotting NFL for years, so I haven't watched in a while. I like NFL, but...
Yeah, I'm more of a college guy,
I know, I can't keep up with college.
No, it's just fun to watch. It's fast. Yeah. It happens quick.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And there's a lot of games you can watch.
The rules just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Sure, you look like a Raiders guy to me. You'd fit right in.
The funny thing was, the other night, maybe it was last night, I don't remember, whatever it was, I was driving by, I think it was Sam's Town or somewhere, and they must have had the game on or something. A whole bunch of Raiders people, like, flooding out of that place, and they all looked sad. I was like, oh, looks like they lost.
Well, that would have been Sunday.
It was probably Sunday. So, that's funny. Anyway,
yep.
So great guest tonight, Mr. Eric Ranky. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's been a few months,
though.
So.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yep.
That's good
to
have you.
Got my name on the board, though. So
yeah,
that's good.
That's it. The next thing, we're going to get some darts, and if you can hit it, we'll give you a bonus. The bonus question. I appreciate you coming in and
loving it.
Being here.
Love talking racing. Nothing better.
Absolutely. If you knew the guest that we bumped just to have you here, you'd be pretty amazed. You'd be pretty amazed. So thank you for being here.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Always time for later on.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. So, but I did list guest host, so that means you got to start. You know,
that's right.
Let's shoot some questions. We want to hear the dirt. Only you can give us the dirt.
See, I don't have
the dirt on
there.
Can
we
cuss on this video?
You can.
Just like Patrick, you come in here and not say nothing.
Well, when I got something to say, I say it.
We're going to give you something to say.
Uh-huh.
Right, Eric?
Yeah. Right.
We'll talk. We'll talk. That's right. Hey, again, thanks for coming in. Appreciate you being here. Of course, Dustin couldn't be here tonight. I don't know what he's doing. He's
faking.
Yeah.
Some excuse of some sort. Faking excuse.
Justin, you got strep throat again?
Yeah, strep throat, mono, whatever. We're not sure.
The guy on 107.5 in the morning, when one of the guys, I listen to the radio talk show in the morning, and whenever somebody's not there, he's got some kind of boils or something in some kind of private spot. So is that what's going on, Justin?
Boils in a private spot. Yes, that's Justin.
Uh-huh.
Or he should be boiling something in his private spot. Keep them twins and keep popping out.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
But anyways, we're here. It's September 26th. Good day.
Moving right along.
The host is here. We're going to let him take over.
Mm-hmm. Right. He's thinking.
Hmm.
Let's talk about the last race we went to.
That's right. Speaking of that, and of course, we just had a race down at Blythe, playspeedway.com. You can check that out and look at the schedule. We got some races coming up here pretty quick. A couple more weeks again.
She was a warm one out there that night.
Yeah,
it's pretty warm.
It should be a lot cooler this next couple of them. Yeah.
High 94. Said today for next Saturday. So
that's strange for Blythe. Triple digits.
Yeah. We went out for that heat race and we did the double heat race, which was a lot of fun. I like doing that double heat race. Yeah, we can do that every time.
It was hot. That's why we call it the heat race.
We came back in and did the pits, and we stayed in the cars, and Dylan was parked there, so I backed up and was parked next to him, talked to him. He's like, oh, my goodness, it's so hot out here. I said, Dylan, turn your air conditioner on. He said, what do you mean? I said, look, get rid of that windshield. I got the scream in that blue car. Oh, you know, and I didn't even think about it. It wasn't hot one bit. It felt really good. It is kind of nice having that screen because you kind of feel the speed, you know, when you take off from the corner and you feel it. You feel it in your face. You feel it hit and run. And it definitely kept me cool that day.
A whole different feeling.
Yeah, that screen makes me go cross-eyed.
Does it?
Yeah. My eyes see the screen too much.
It's funny how, though, when you look through it, you just...
Yeah.
I look right past it.
Do you know why the screen is there?
Dirt track car.
We used to run it in the dirt.
I did laugh after the... I think it was after one of the heat races or whatever, when we were down there in the meet and greet. I said, oh, no, I guess it was after the race. I said, Dylan, look at this. I got a bug on my windshield. There was a big old giant bug stuck in that screen. So, yeah, I hit something big.
That's what it's for, right?
Right.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you just got to look up past it.
I don't even notice it there.
Not like Dylan just looks on.
I'm used to a window.
Yeah.
It's
no, that's
so different.
Where you're coming from. You know,
yeah.
On the asphalt, man, you're used to that window.
Yeah.
In there and so on.
We did put a new window in his car before that last race, so it did look pretty good, and it was pretty clear, so that's probably why he had such a good advantage.
That's it. The new window.
Yeah, it just glides right off.
Glides right over it. Yeah, that fresh coat of wax on there.
And you know, if you take your windshield and make it about 3 foot longer, it's like the spoiler.
It's like, an air dam.
It is. It's not in the rules. It's right here.
We're not going to call it a spoiler. It's an air dam.
That's right. We don't spec what size windshield you have.
That's right.
Might have a hang over
the
edges a little bit, too.
Pull back.
You still have to take it off. Who's the last word? Who's got the last word? Who has the last word? Am I going to get the last word?
You remember that. Have you had that incident? Who gets the last word?
Yeah.
Our
spoiler
alert.
Pretty much every track I've been to, there's been an incident where I'm either a racer in that situation, just like you, or it's our track.
Right.
How about Willow Springs?
The only one that doesn't give you flack is probably Blythe.
Because they got common sense out there.
Right.
Yeah. Good group of guys out there.
Now, we appreciate that. You know, and that's what it's all about. Is, you know, we want to have a fair playing field for everyone.
Oh, and that makes it great for everybody.
And the environment, too. It keeps from people being hostile with each other if everyone's got the same thing.
Right. You know, and we're all adults out there. Most are adults out there, but we all, you know, expect the same respect we give out to the other drivers. You know, we hope that everyone out there does the same thing, you know.
You've seen the sticker on the back of the blue car, haven't you?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Getting old is mandatory. Growing up is optional.
There you go. Absolutely. That is funny. Yeah, I think Arlie's had that on for a while, huh?
Yeah, you know where that came from.
No. Don't know the story. I just know that people bump me because of it.
Yeah, exactly. Get out of the way.
The 86-year-old guy that we used to race against, he had a shirt that said that.
Oh, nice.
And Arlie said, I want that sticker.
Yep. So, I fit right into that image. So.
Yep. Russ Wilson.
Yeah, we've talked about Russ Wilson, 80 at the time. Was, what,
86.
I thought he was still playing football.
Yeah. That's a different wrestler.
I agree. Right. He's still racing, though, you say?
He's
still racing?
Thanks a lot.
He's not. No, he's passed away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At 86, that's,
Well, you know, when he was racing at over 80 years old, that was hope for all of us. We got 20-plus more years of racing.
Yep.
He's like, I got 40 years.
60 years.
But I will tell you, he raced on a Saturday at 86, and then on Monday he turned 87.
Wow.
And we didn't race against him at 87, but he raced a few more races, and then he went up to Northern Nevada to see his daughter and never came back out of the hospital. So
at least he had a place to go and got to see family. So I'm not going to do it. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take 86.
He was racing at 87. We just didn't get a race against him at 87. So.
Where is he racing? Because of the factory.
Against the car you run.
Well, that's good.
He used to race against Gary and
on the dirt.
On the dirt.
That's more work. You know, racing on dirt is a lot more work than racing on asphalt.
Yeah. A lot of respect for that guy.
And we've said before, he used to come to the track by himself. He'd load and unload the car by himself. He would.
Built that car by himself.
Well, that's a lesson right there, you know. Keep doing it yourself. Keep moving.
Yeah.
Keep it moving. I know when I wake up in the morning and get my arthritis going, keep it moving is a big deal.
That's right. Yeah. Stand still.
Well, that's awesome. I hope so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm looking at 5 years. No.
To 80-something, what, a couple more years? Yeah.
I feel like it someday.
I know, right? We all do. Working out in the sun and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, I work out at the solar plant at Prim. I don't know if you know it out there. The one with the three big tires.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I work out there.
Oh.
The lights on in the middle of the day?
Yeah.
How does that
the
work?
Oven's on in the middle of the day.
There's name for it, isn't there? A weird type of...
Just solar. We'll call it solar.
Is the one on the California side? Or?
Yeah, on the California side. Yeah, I get to pay California taxes. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Well, we just basically take big old mirrors and we shine them on the tower.
Point them up to the tower.
And the tower's basically, a lot of times the boiler's on the inside and you have fire heating it up. Well, our boiler's on the outside of the tower and the sunshine heats up the water to steam, Everything else is kind of basically the same as any kind of power plant.
Generation for your power from that
for sure. Steam turns the turbine and the turbine turns the generator and you make the power.
Interesting.
I work out there in the near field now. Since May, I went out there. So I'm in the desert, out there with the critters, the snakes, and spiders, and in heat, And those mirrors are reflectivity, You just take mirrors when you're a kid and shine them on the ants, and they're ants. Well, you walk by those mirrors in the sunshine, and you walk through it. Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Wow, that's weird. See any weird stuff out there?
Not too crazy stuff, but
Michael Miller.
I was gonna tell you, Michael works out there. He works for Dynamis. Dynamis is they got a race team that they race at Vegas all the time, and their company.
That's the weird stuff he sees, Michael Miller.
Yeah, that's the weird stuff, right? If something broke out there, it's his fault.
That's right.
Well, he's got to fix it just along with you. So
blame it on Michael Miller.
Yeah, there you go. Do you do maintenance?
I do maintenance on the mirrors. I keep the mirrors running. Focusing, they run off GPS and they know where the sun is, they know where the tower is, so they got to follow it. And I keep the power to them and the communication to them.
Those have been out there for a while, too. So they kind of 2009,
I've been there since 2013. That's when we started Bank of Power, it was 2013. So I've been there since then.
You've been there since the beginning, since they've been out?
Since they started Bank of Power, but then they had 2 or 3 years of building it, too. They've been out there.
I didn't know.
2010, maybe?
Do we get any of that power in Nevada?
No.
Exactly right.
I can't say no. If you do, you buy it.
Oh, yeah.
You buy it from California.
That's true. We buy it in a roundabout way. We get it.
Yeah.
From somewhere.
Good place to work. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Big sponsor coming up from you there. Nice
California sponsor.
That'd
be good.
Right?
Yeah, they have the Texans stadium. Houston's Texans, NRG Stadium.
NRG is the company, Texans Stadium.
You never know. Maybe one day.
Yeah. Being they spend that kind of money, they wouldn't even know they're sponsoring. They drop the money out of their pocket and
It just disappears. Who knows what happened to it?
Yeah.
They wouldn't even know.
Put a sticker, a little sticker on the car.
Yeah. See, that kind of money, they just don't realize it.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. That's cool. Yep. A lot of,
so I'm out in the sun like you. Like you said, I got a, probably got a pretty good tan. So.
Yeah.
At least on my face. That's about it.
You look energized by the sun.
Yeah.
You did. You never drove that Arlie's car, have you?
Yeah, I did one time.
What'd you think of that?
I mean, it's a handful for sure.
Yeah, a lot different, obviously.
Yeah,
than what you're used to.
I almost feel like it's the complete opposite of what my car is.
Really?
Yeah, it's just because, like, when I was in Arlie's car, I don't think I've ever got 100% full throttle. And, like, that's weird to me.
Oh, you should try it. It's a lot of fun.
That's because you don't know the aspirated power.
You feel it. Almost run out of
thrill injected power.
It's a thrill when you do that, when you hit that. You know, you might only hit it for a few seconds, but you feel it. Like I said, with the windscreen, you feel it in your face. Yeah, you feel it. It gets up and goes. It is different because I think, when I see the videos too, because I haven't drove his car out there, his car is planted in the track.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's
what all
the
tricks are for that.
Yeah, Dylan drives the heck out of that thing.
Yeah. But that is one of my goals for the next race, is to get somebody out there to take a few laps to see if it's, how much I need to work on me or how much we need to work on the car. And we are doing a few things for the car. We put a couple of springs in the back end. It was just springs that we had.
Right.
So they're just a couple of 250s in the back. And I think it stabilized the car a little bit. So it is. We're working on another spring, though. We have another one coming.
I got to take notes.
Exactly.
Just ask Michael Miller.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We're trying a few things to try to make it handle a little better.
No, I
don't even know if it needs handling better. I just, I need somebody to take it out.
Comfortable to you, so if it's a matter of changing it.
No, I never really feel uncomfortable, but when you see, I run in the back. So.
It was more so the last time we went and changed the tires on it. I looked at the springs, and the one on the passenger side, when the weight was down on the car, sat at a real funny angle.
Oh, really?
And a lot of travel on the springs, too.
Yeah, it was almost like, man, you hit a little bump out on the track, you maybe spin out, that springs go flying. Like, it probably wouldn't have done it, but it was just one of those things I was looking at, and it kind of sketched me out a little
bit. Set up for a dirt track, so,
That's our least secret.
Yeah.
You just gave it away.
You promised you were going to come out there.
No one knows.
He promised he was going to come out there on Friday and do some practicing, so I hope I see him out there so I can see how he likes it and how it works for him.
He's real competitive in that thing. I remember him racing that out at Pahrump Valley Speedway, and he's always been competitive out there, and that's a really competitive car, although it has been in the past. So it'd be cool to see some changes.
Like I said, it's kind of a flat asphalt track now, so it needs a few things.
Right.
So, trying, anyways, we don't know the works of what we can do or should do or whatever, but we try a few things to see if it works.
And it's only going to be like his fifth or sixth race, too, total, all together. And and he's used to, like, a couple races before it was my Convict, and it's a completely different car.
And then I know we've talked about this in the past. Have you raced anything like that in the past before this?
I raced the Pure Later car a couple of times. Race one out at I only raced it one time.
Yeah, once at Havasu, and then
practice
Sonoma,
right.
And he practiced at the Bullring a couple times.
Right, so that's just you're new, you're adjusting yourself.
Yeah,
so that's pretty cool.
For sure. Yep, got my first bump in the rear this last race.
I felt. Who was that?
Andrew.
It wasn't me.
Andrew's looking pretty good. Anderson. I appreciate him coming up from down from Havasu. Coming over to race at Blythe Speedway. It's cool to see him, and he's progressing. And, man, he's always got a smile on his face. So, I think he likes the progress.
There's a lot of fun to race with.
Monsters that do that.
He does like that. But he's a lot of fun to race with. He's a level-headed kid, and he's happy, like you said. Even when he bumped, I'm like, and that guy out of the car, he's like, I'm sorry, dude. That was nothing. Yeah, it is. That's what we mean. That's what I thought racing was all about when I first started thinking about getting into it. Many years ago, it's a big brotherhood. Everybody's friends. Everybody should be happy with each other. Everybody's gonna be glad to see each other, work together, and just have a good old time. But
everybody's mad.
It used to be fun. Yeah, I've always said, if we're racing and you bump me, we're racing.
Yeah.
But if you drive into me, I know the difference in you driving into me and we racing.
Yep.
And
he thought I was racing.
That's right.
The difference between being able to load the car and having to get it loaded.
Well, he bummed me because he was trying to throw me off my groove a little bit. So he said, here, let me
get
out here.
Like, okay.
Well, the thing is, he owed me anyway because I always get up there in the middle of the line. If he's in front of me, I go up there and I park and I bump him right up there. Kids get away. Sometimes he bobs his fingers.
Sometimes.
Yeah. No, that's the fun of it. You know, you got to play with each other and have some fun and respect each other. You know, we all put a lot of hard work into our equipment and all that, but we're out there to have a good time, even though we're competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Still about having fun. You know, yeah. If it's not fun, you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. That first heat race was, I thought they were going to get me on one of the, I don't know if it was the first lap or second lap in the, coming out of two because I got way high. That car does a lot of pushing. We do a lot of steering input, so we're trying to loosen her up a little bit.
Welcome to racing.
Right? I thought they were going to get me, and I cut his nose off, and then I just said, I'm just going to stick on the bottom of this track for five laps. It might have been only four laps. I'm going to stick on the bottom, and I don't think they can get me on the outside. And so that worked out. Luckily, he got a little bit loose coming into turn one on the very first, on the restart. Gave me a little bit of a break because I thought, sure, I was going to be just dropping back. But so I said, I'm going to stay in front of these guys, and it worked out.
Yeah. Well, that's fun to watch you guys race. And I thought you had it, then you lost it, then you had it. So
yeah,
I thought I was all over the place.
Thought I was going to finish third in that one. coming off of turn four, me and Andrew was neck and neck.
Yeah. Well, I tiptoed about turn four that last two. I said, I'm going to make this. Yeah, I'm going to stay on the bottom. So if I live to get the inside, then somebody's going to get me.
And I knew it. And I was thinking in the car as he's doing it, I'm like, man, he's going to cost me a second.
Yeah. And Andrew had something for you coming off the floor. He was right there. Mike bumped me and was like, look at this.
It was fun.
He was right there.
It was a fun race.
Weird. Door to door pretty much the whole entire race, too.
I'll go talk to Andrew and give him a few.
Yeah, I found out after the race. I heard when Mike was interviewing me, I heard my dad and Andrew talking, and they were like, yeah, I was doing what he told me to do, and I was thinking as I'm getting interviewed, what was I telling them to do? I get over to the truck, and Don Zoll comes over.
Oh,
he's like, oh, yeah, I see you trying now. Like, oh, well, I'm getting tipped on Don Zoll now.
Don gave us a few pointers. So.
Don Zoll is just like Freddie Kaiser Jr. He'll help anybody out there.
I love it.
He will give them pointers. He will tell them.
I love pretty much everybody. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Well, that's
for
one
sure.
thing on that track. He's got a lot of experience.
Yeah.
He wins on that particular track, too. So if he says something, you know, it's worth listening to.
Yep.
He was telling us how he used to race bombers back there, back in the day, too.
Right.
Pretty interesting.
I was joking with him at the meet and greet. I said, man, you want to get in this car and take a run, Don? I want to see what it can do. And he's like, don't tempt me. I'll race anything.
That's true.
But I have we're racing for points now. I'm finally back in it. I finally got somewhere where I can race for some points, and it's kind of nice. I was kind of worried last race because I wasn't sure if that who's that guy in the pink or red car?
01.
No. 01. I was racing him for points. So if he showed up, I'd have to do really good.
Yeah.
So.
I'm surprised they didn't show up, though, because last time we had...
What's his name? King?
King, yeah.
King.
I hope he does.
Right.
Not Larry.
Not Larry King. Not Rodney King either.
What's his name?
I believe it's Derek.
Derek King.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because we've seen him one time, and he said he's just had to put his motor together.
Yeah.
Or
we saw him
like
at breakfast, actually, and he came talking to us. Yeah.
I hope so. I like to see him out there. When he did up the points, and I was looking. I was like, man, we have eight cars. If all these guys show up, that's going to be a fun race.
Yeah, if everybody shows up. I mean, Ashley, of course, had a tough time. Ashley Garrett, I think, is her last name. She had a tough time in practice, but she's all excited to get back out there. And she's actually pretty consistent, pretty good. She just needs to kind of.
She picked up some cars. She picked up quite a bit.
Right.
In that second practice, she went out there. It was like almost two whole seconds she picked up.
Oh yeah. So. I think she's going to be good.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Sometimes slower is faster.
Exactly.
And that's what she needs to do is slow it down a little bit so she could go faster.
Yep.
You know, you don't want to slow down in racing, but sometimes slower is faster.
You get around the corner a little better, smoother.
I mean, they were so new, and her dad, of course, wasn't there at the beginning, so I guess he was at work, but they were so new that they didn't know how to take the car off the trailer or anything, you know. Arlie stepped up and helped them out.
On the job learning.
Yeah, Arlie did say when he goes down there next race on Friday to practice, he wants to practice with her because I think she's going to come out.
She'll follow her
and show him a little bit.
Yeah. So, yeah, or at least a sucker for the ladies.
No way.
Really? I never noticed that.
But,
I keep my daughter at home.
Exactly. That's probably the wise thing to do.
Although she's coming to the
No, I always got a race truck. Hold on. Time out. I always got a race truck. Maybe I need to get him and my sister together.
There you go. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what he can do worse than I, because yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he definitely helps out a lot, and you know, of course, he does a ton for us down down at Weiss Speedway. He's part of that track, just like us, yeah, as much as he does. So, we do appreciate everything he does, and he loves to help. You know, I think he has just as much joy watching you race his car than being in it himself.
Yep. I'm trying to make him proud. So,
yep.
No, he sees that.
It definitely seems like he has a good time out there watching it.
Yeah, he does. He still gets to see his car out there, but you know, still being involved and all that, so that's really cool.
Yep.
Plus, he likes seeing the father son.
Yeah, he gives me a hard time about it.
Yeah.
Just kind of gotta zone him out sometimes.
Plus, he likes you guys working on it, making it.
Sometimes, yeah, cleaning it out for him, getting rid of all the 10 pounds of spider webs.
Yeah.
I wasn't about to drive that thing around with all them spider webs in there.
No passengers. If you look at the rules, it says no passengers.
Yeah, that's right.
Exit.
I told them I'd probably buy it from them, but because I know it's cheaper than the divorce that would come with it.
Yeah.
I got too many cars around. Yeah. I would like to have a heck of it's worth it just to buy it for the engine. I probably shouldn't even say that out loud.
Yeah.
I think I know somebody with a few of them. I don't know. I ain't saying no names or nothing.
No. We're not going to put one of them in that car ever.
No, I like the 4.6.
No,
small as the engine as it is, I mean, I ain't going to the bowling to light the world on fire, and it's good for every other track around here. So
right.
We do have
I spend the money for it.
Another stock for what size is that?
5.4.
5.4
truck engine.
If it's not seized up, it doesn't really turn over very good.
Got it.
I haven't played
about it yet. Not yet.
Well, you know,
to the V8 stuff, it weighs more, so it changes a little bit of everything.
That was one thing that I was telling him just the other day, is like the springs we have in there and the way they're set is that's set for my car. It's the same as my car, and having all that forward weight on the nose makes a big difference.
Yeah, it would change quite a bit.
We could change the springs in the front, too, to a different rate. I don't know what we have in there, but, yeah, so in your car.
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
Lighter weight's a little bit better.
Yeah. It's cool. I think Gary is the one that pointed out we're standing there. He's like, hey, we got Crown Vicks out here.
Yeah. I told Ben to come down early on a Friday someday with my cutoff wheel and grinder and lighten that car up a little bit. I could find a few things.
Which one?
The blue one.
Get your hole saw. Get your hole saw. Start drilling out the frame. That's where the most weight is. No, don't do this.
That's probably already done.
Don't ever do that.
Yeah, don't ever do that.
There's lots of ways.
What would you guys think about a breakout race? Hmm? I know, have you ever, you never raced?
I've never done it, but yeah, I know what it's, yeah. Come on, baby.
What do you think about a breakout race?
I'm fine with, I'm all right with whatever. Just don't water the track down.
No, we
can watch the track sometime.
Exactly. That's
just wait for it to rain.
19-0, I'll be fine.
I don't know for sure. 19-0, yeah.
Shoot, that'd be a struggle.
That would be a tough.
It definitely makes a good race. It definitely make a great race.
You have to sit down and look at all the times too.
Yeah,
the cars that have raced.
Oh no, we just got to pick up.
Yeah,
you'd
be at a 17-1.
What?
We're all good.
Exactly.
28
seconds. Okay.
How many times can I break out and still be up front?
So if you are above the time, what happens?
So it depends, because they've changed it. It depends on how you do the breakout. So you either have to do a stop and go, right?
Detrimental stretch,
right? It could slow you down. And I thought they used to do it a different way, too.
Well, when they first started doing the breakout race at the bowling, it was any car that went over 20 seconds.
That's what it was.
Any car.
Yeah.
So
I like that, too, by the
way. So if three of us went over 20 seconds, then we all three got a penalty. We had to go into the it was a stop-and-go penalty. And then they changed it to only the leader.
See, I don't like
breaking
that.
Breaking out the 20, if he broke out 20 seconds.
Because then you get people pushing you around the track to make you break out. I don't like that.
Now you got two pedals in that car.
You know, at one breakout race with that blue car, Arlie was the third of four wide going into turn one because it was a breakout
I'm
race.
I'm pretty sure I've seen him 15 wide.
Yeah, I've seen videos on YouTube with him like 3x3x3 before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun to watch.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I love watching. I know.
Now the makes the races a little bit longer to help that guy that take the penalty to catch back up.
The very first breakout race I ever was in was when everybody, if you went over 20 seconds, you know, 19.999, and there was one car out there two times as the only one that ever went 20 flat seconds in a 20-second breakout race.
Yeah. How did he do in the race at the end? Did he do all right?
I think he was third.
What is that, when they first did Darlington, that guy?
It was that kid Mazarang out of Utah. He did.
When NASCAR first went to racing at Darlington, the first big super speedway, the guy, the slowest car, Johnny Vance. I'm not sure if I remember his name. He ran the slowest time in qualifying, had big old truck tires, so his tires didn't blow. He drove the slowest laps, but everybody's blowing tires out, going in the room. they would go out in the infield, and they'd get spare tires out of passenger cars because they were running through so many tires. And he just kept on cruising there with nice speed and won the race.
And kept going and won just off of consistency.
Yeah. He's doing the right time,
You know, back in the day when at the Bullring, anyways, when the Bombers first came out, that's what it was. Endurance, 100 lap endurance races is what it was designed to be.
Wow.
Originally.
Yeah.
And no cautions.
No cautions.
Oh,
and
like that.
They used to turn them around.
Going
the other way.
Wow, that'd be tough.
Back in the day, back when it, like you said, when it first started.
That's a true Bomber. They can go both directions.
That's right.
True factory.
And the rules were, you know, basically almost untouched, you know, with suspension and so on. Yep. You know, not the stock appearing stuff. It was stock.
Yeah.
If it's stock, it had to be stock.
Yeah, we're getting ready in December 2nd and 3rd. We're going down to Sonoma at the road course down there to do our lemons race. So we got to change a little bit of stuff in the front end because it's, we got to turn left and right, so we're looking forward to doing that. Can't wait to get down there in that big old track. And
what date is that?
December 2nd and 3rd, so make sure you don't put nothing down for that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's the 17th, I believe, right? The banquet's like the 17th or
16th.
That's a lot of close.
It just got moved to the 2nd.
Got moved.
We'll be on the video conference, I guess.
Okay. We'll eat for you.
I'll be in the car probably on the video conference. Well, it's a lot of fun. 7 hours of racing on a big road course is fun.
You know, and that's what that's designed to be. It's fun, right? I mean, isn't it a huge entry, like $600?
That'd be cheap.
Is it more?
$1,700. To entry into camp on ground here, which is camping on concrete in your pit stall.
It's $1,500 for just the entry for the car, and I think that's for like four drivers and I believe five crew members. So you do get to bring
2 days.
Yeah, so you do get to bring a decent amount of people with you included in that, but only four of those can be drivers unless you pay extra for the drivers.
Yeah.
And then you have to have a license for it. You have the lemon's license. Yeah. Well,
driver's license.
It's just
a driver's license.
Yeah, so you have to get, it's a race license, like the NASCAR license.
Okay.
I don't believe you have to be licensed.
It's
for
a membership.
Yeah. But it's worth it.
Funniest thing I've ever did, Disneyland included.
Well, you know, it's funny because, like, you know, you talked about how much fun, all this stuff, even last time, and all this stuff, and money was the last part of it, you know? Because it goes
with
the fun.
It's the experience.
Exactly.
It's nice, too. You can pay in installments. I've been paying, you know, I pay $100 a month, so we're down to $400 by then.
Have it paid off by the time you go next time.
Yeah. So that is one thing that's cool is, like, so if you're doing, like, two or three races a year, you could say that right after this one's over, you can enter that race that you're going to do next year, and you can start paying on it. And so that way it's not like you have to pay the whole lump sum at once.
Right. So entry fee is actually fairly cheap when you figure you got to pay for California's gas to race.
That's right.
Yeah, fill up all the gas cans on the way. That'll last half a day.
I'm not sure it helped because all that extra weight probably sucked our gas mileage out of the truck, but we did take as much gas as we could because it's expensive to, you know, gas in California, $7 a gallon.
Well, I was just going to say, last one the other day was over $7 a gallon for regular unleaded.
Yep.
Insane.
It was $7.99 at that one just past the railroad tracks in California there.
Yeah,
couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
It was literally the funnest thing I ever did. I love road courses.
Yeah.
I do have the fastest lap, by the way, in that car on that track.
How do they categorize you? I mean, they put you in different the categories?
Yeah.
They have class like A, B, and C. A is like the race cars.
A is the cars that can probably win the race. B is cars that can probably finish. C is cars that may. And it's really, that's how I said it on the website.
The
cars that are probably going to break down.
And they do have a lot of cars that show up that are legit 100% like road race cars,
right.
And they'll start like 500 laps down or something like that. So that way they're not out here taking a win from someone who's
but they're passing you, you're passing them,
yeah.
All that,
yep.
No matter what,
yeah.
Whether you got a jalopy or
they're all
Porsche.
Together.
Okay.
And there's guys out there that go and cruise around at 30 miles an hour with their brand new 1960 Cadillac.
Right.
I mean, not brand new, but looks brand new. And and just cruise around. And that's one of those guys, you come around the corner, you see him like, all right, cool, there's a car I can pass right there.
It's fun passing
people. Yeah, it's a blast.
There's a lot of Miatas. They love the Miatas.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them have no top, but they have the roll cage and stuff, which is so much fun with that Convict, because you get them on the straightaway, and they'll catch you in the corner. But as you're coming off the corner, they're right beside you where that big old exhaust is blowing out. And you're like, wow! And they're probably like,
you're like, oh, crap, yeah.
What the heck is that?
But then you get it when you're going down the straightaway, and here comes this little blows past you, turbo making all sorts of noises.
What was that?
We
passed, 150 cars?
113 is what we passed.
And we lost almost a whole day. We had to modify our roll cage, get our roll cage to their specs, how they wanted it and stuff.
Yeah.
And we had to get them.
And then brake lines, and they were broke in the process of doing the roll cage.
I said, don't grind through that brake line. A few minutes later, I get a call.
It wasn't a grinder. It was a hammer.
Don't hammer through that brake line.
Well,
so that's one happy auto zone close to that.
Yeah. Well, they actually, at the Sonoma track, they had a race shop. We had to get a fire suppression system, not a nitrous system, but we had to get a fire suppression system.
We
got it right there.
We inspected that.
We
still
pulled the trigger because I
don't take off. Don't try to open up the bottle.
Exactly. No, that's cool. They have a facility on property.
Yeah, we used it.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I can't wait to go. We're looking forward to it. By the way, boss, if you're listening, I haven't asked for the days off yet, but I spend a lot of money, so I need it.
Yeah, this is the official asking for the days off, or he's not feeling too well right now, early on.
Not asking you. I'm letting you know I ain't going to be there that day.
Right. Ask for forgiveness later.
Yep.
Well, if he's a racer himself, he should understand.
He kind of is. he's got a really nice Mustang GT. That's not even a GT. What the heck is the top? What is the top sports car Mustang? I can't
Shelby.
Shelby. He's got a Shelby. Yeah, he's got it all decked out. He's got a lot of stuff into it. It's a nice car. Yep. I keep begging him. Let me take it on my wax for you. Let me take it on my wax.
Nah. Heck no.
Yeah. No.
So how do you guys trade off on time for that race? It's a 24-hour race, right?
It's called 24 hours, but you do 10 hours one day and 8 hours the next day.
Is it actually 10?
Yeah, 10 hours the first day and 8 the next. Some tracks, they do true 24 hours. It just depends on the track because Sonoma is it's an expensive track, so they don't want you out there running all night, and then you have to pay for all the crews and stuff. But like Button Willow, they do actual 24 hours. And there's another one in California, actually not far from Blythe, that they race at, that they do 24 hours there.
Indio.
Yeah, I forget the name of it. Huh. Yeah,
you're right. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah. Mike was telling us about it.
There's one just north of
and Willow. There's one outside of Willow, they race at. But
you guys thought about a different track besides Sonoma, or is it just following your track?
We'd like to
go
back to East somewhere. You know what would be fun?
Is Road Atlanta.
And then they have, they go to New Hampshire. They race on a Roval at New Hampshire, and then they go to, Thompson, or not Thompson, All-American, and they race on the road course there. So there's a few tracks, and there's another series that does it at Daytona. I think that would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Yeah, but you have to have the only thing is with their rules is they give you a decal set with all their sponsors and stuff, because I believe they have it on MAV TV or something that, and we'd have to strip everything off our car to put theirs. Just their logos, and they give you the number and everything like that.
And then it's really the Lemons ones is all about fun. They have so much fun. They joke on, if you look on the websites and look at some of the stuff they put out there, they bust on themselves. They just have a lot of fun. It's just out there to have fun. If you don't really win nothing, $500 race cars.
Right.
So like that Crown Vic is $500, but you can put all the safety stuff in there you want.
Right. So the car itself is not supposed to be worth more than $500. The safety aspect, like roll cage, fire suppression, your seat, suits, everything like that is not included.
Right.
So like that goes to those guys that show up with their Dodge Viper and they end up starting like 300 laps down. So, I mean, it's a blast. Even those guys that show up with cars like that, they know that everyone's out there to have fun and no one's
going to win. If you screw up, you get a penalty of some kind. We only had one penalty, too. He was speeding on pit road. Which
I don't think
it was just on the end of pit road. But anyways, sometimes they'll make you get out of your car.
Breaking the rules.
They'll make the driver get out of the car and strap himself. They'll strap you to the roof of your car with cellophane.
No,
around from yes. Then they give you a megaphone. I will not speed on pit road. I will not speed if it's bad enough in traction.
No, I mean,
sometimes they'll park you and say, all right, here's a puzzle. Put this puzzle together. When you're done, you get back on the track. Just different kind of crazy stuff like
I'm
that.
I'm giving a 1,000-piece puzzle just because I'm
trying to get violent. If your car is ugly enough.
Does it have to be put together to make the picture, or can I just hammer the pieces in?
Like, if your car is ugly enough and you get a penalty, they'll have you, like, you have to make your car pretty. Like, they'll give you paint and stuff, and you have to paint up your car. And, or, like, they'll be like, they have a Bart Simpson one where you have to write on your car, like, I will not wreck. I will not spin out and turn whatever.
So it's fun.
It's a great time.
Can't wait to go. December 2nd and 3rd. Anybody who's got any of these cars at race at most of these tracks can go out there.
But they got to update cage and stuff like
sometimes.
That.
Sometimes. Depends on what their cage is.
What kind of updates do you have to do?
Our only problem is our back bars that come down were they were plated instead of being.
They wanted them right to the frame.
But now we do have one other thing. Is we have a crossbar and then we have a corner bar that comes out, just the crossbar. They want a crossbar that comes from the top all the way down to the frame.
Bottom.
We're going to try, because they let us go without that, so we're going to send them some pictures. You know, you can send pictures of your car and say, hey, does this fit the rules, and will it be okay?
Which is weird, because some of the cages you see that for like the FCCAs and stuff like that don't seem like they're even as good as like the ones in our
car.
No, and that's the thing is, like, the biggest difference I noticed was the change in like the downward angles of the back bars.
Okay.
A lot of them had them pretty flat, and then like the door bars are pretty much non-existent on them car. Most of those cars, because most of them have working doors. Like we got made fun of for climbing in and out of the window, having a window net on there.
None of them had window nets.
No, the open top just a little piece. Like if you did have an open top, you have to have like the straps like the dirt cars have
to
keep your arms. Yeah, it's
a lot of fun.
That's cool. Yep. Were you guys the only race car that you know out there when you went?
There was another Camaro.
Like an oval track or even a...
Yeah, they teach you too when you're an oval track car.
Yeah, round and round guys. But
I don't know.
There was one other...
There's several of them that could
race. But it's raced in the Lemons for the last 4 or 5 years now. So, I mean, at that point, you really consider...
Yeah.
But there's a handful of other Crown Vics. One guy had a 351 Windsor with a manual transmission in it. That car moved.
Yeah, I knew you came by.
You knew
it was unfair.
Did you see anything out there that gave you any ideas to do to your car for this next race? Like out of any other ones you've seen?
Well, we got the nitrous now. It's normal racing. It's just a road course. I mean, it's just a lot of cars. You're constantly around traffic. So
I want to say there was 160-something cars when we were there.
Oh,
like, I think about 10 of them didn't actually race.
Could have been more now if we passed 114.
Oh, you're right. It
was
260.
It was 400 cars.
And 400 entries. That's including the drivers.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
400 times 1,500.
They're making some.
Race money.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
It's not necessarily just a race.
Yeah.
It's an event. Like after the race on Saturday, they have a big old barbecue. You go and hang out, and everyone's. It's basically like a potluck and stuff like that, and. Then they
you gotta bring your own food.
Then they do, it sounds good.
Yeah. They encourage you to bribe the officials too. Yeah. So when you come get your car inspected, bring something. Bring some gifts of some kind.
And then
they have a table over here, it's got champagne,
right,
wine, and chocolates and all kinds of stuff. Some people bring car parts for them.
That's funny. That's pretty cool, actually.
Well, anything you guys need? My job.
We'll have a table set up for you. Now, Dylan's already started, so we appreciate it. Well, I guess most of you did. So.
Yeah.
We'll have a table set up for you for our.
Yeah.
With a little paper.
Well, I'm looking forward to the next race already. I'm already thinking about it every day. You know, what am I going to do a little different? How can I work on myself? You know, I definitely like get somebody in the car to see how that car is and see if how much I need to work on myself or, you know, whatever.
Has that road course race gave you any ideas for the oval track or made you feel any more confident or less confident or anything like
that? Definitely give you confidence driving around traffic, you know.
Obviously, you're there, you have to higher speeds, too.
We don't have spotters. We tried spotters, but our radio in Sonoma, if you know the track, it's huge, 2.5 miles, and it's up and down and around. Sometimes you can't see the car on the other side. And our radios didn't work, so you don't have spotters. So you got to know when that car's coming over here, this car's coming over here, and hold your line. And so that does help a little bit as far as driving around traffic or in other cars, for sure.
And if it's raining, you race. Like, so Sunday morning when we got there, it wasn't really raining anymore, but the track was wet.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was standing puddles around the track. I mean, they dried up relatively quick. But, I mean, that's just another thing that you have to – adversity that you have to face with that.
Right.
Yeah. It definitely, like, my thing was I kept trying to find clear track to lay down a fast lap. And I'd let all these Miatas that I know are faster than me go by. And then by the time I got clear track and I'd get half a lap, well, here comes the whole gang of Miatas again going past me.
Never did get a fast lap. That's the fastest lap there.
Yeah, it's right here.
It's only like a hundredth of a second or so.
I think it's more than
that. Still fast.
He's going to wreck it
what,
now.
What kind of speeds?
Gosh,
fast.
I don't know. When we practice,
crazy fast.
100? On Forza, it's like 120 going up the front stretch. But this is a video game I'm referencing because I don't have a speedometer in my car.
Going up the front stretch in that Crown Vic is pretty fast.
It's pretty rowdy. My mom kept asking me when we were watching my dad. She kept saying, well, why is he letting off and hitting the brakes?
It's scary
right there. Yeah. You come up and where pit road ends, that's where you're aiming for it.
Pit road ends,
and
you go up and it goes up and around the hill. As you go down this curve, there's a cement wall right here. And there's a bunch of people standing there. And I swear, I saw their eyeballs every time I went by. If they were big, I said, slow down a little more.
It was kind of fun getting kind of close to the curve and watching them get a little nervous.
Probably we should get one of those GPS systems in there so we can see the speeds, you know.
Do they require you to have brake lights?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you do have to have tail lights.
And headlights, obviously.
Only if you race at night. And I believe you may have to have a headlight if it rains. I'm not 100% certain on that, but I know you have to have brake lights. And then if it's raining, you have to have tail lights.
Yeah, we just grabbed a couple of trailers. Generic brake lights and mount them in the back window deck.
You need like a pole with your windshield wiper? Like
yeah, we are going to have to do something. I'm thinking maybe like a boat windshield wiper or something, short stroke one.
Remember earlier in the show we said get rid of that windshield?
Yeah, exactly.
That would be soaking wet. That would be miserable.
I think you'd be soaking wet. Hopefully it doesn't rain.
Right, exactly.
It'd be a fun experience either way.
They do call this race the
Arsfreeze-a-palooza.
It's Arsfreeze-a-palooza.
Arsfreeze,
it's cold apparently in December.
I believe it might be sponsored by Peak, the coolant.
Oh, yeah, Peak.
I believe that's one of the reasons why they call it that.
That's pretty cool.
Anybody ever gets a chance to do that, it's a blast. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I want to do that a few years back. Talking to these guys, and we just never made it happen at the time, but I'm glad that somebody did and gets to share that experience. It's really cool.
You just need to get kicked out of a track, and then next thing you know, you'll be
motivation.
At Sonoma racing.
That's right.
Yeah, we did. Where did we come from, Willow? It was like, well,
no,
now.
It wasn't Willow. It was Havasu.
What am I going to do to get kicked out of Blythe?
I don't know.
He says a nose-to-nose burnout. I said, no, that's going to make some ruts in the track so bad.
Gary put the idea in my head.
Well, he said it was dirt.
See, there you go.
You're lucky my dad has a head on his shoulders. If he's like me, we'd be burning the track down.
I did give the authorization for a burnout, but it's in a designated area, so we're going to give you a designated spot.
We're gonna let that cool
out of the highway.
I'm hoping the fans forget about the burnout thing, because I realized the next week or 2 weeks later, you got to go to Sonoma with it. I don't know if I'm really doing a burnout.
You're tired.
Maybe
you have me a little nervous doing this cool down lap and listening to that rev limit. I'm like, oh, don't blow that car up, man. That's a lot of
work. Chip on there.
Wow, that's cool. We went out to one of the races last year at Vegas, and it was when NASCAR was here, an October race, I guess it was, probably. And they wanted us to do a parade because they had a short track that same weekend. So on Saturday or Friday, they wanted us to come out of the parade, and they paraded us all around the campgrounds on the outside of the track. And then we went down in the infield and paraded around with our race cars, and a bunch of us went out there, and he was doing that the whole time. I tell you what, I didn't
car
get nervous.
Car never ran cooler.
Yes,
it is. Hardly even got into operating.
I sat in the back seat on the metal floor, and I just laughed my whole time. People loved it, too. You know, he just hit that thing, and it was, because them Ford motors, they just sound so good.
Yeah, they do.
But nobody else wanted to do that. Nobody else wanted to wreck their motor. He was like,
People
would come out of the campers, Jones like, wow, this is kind of early to do it. I'm going to say, 10-3, get your ass up, come on, I'll make you a
fan. True racer at heart.
Wow, we get that tunnel too, and it was just like,
that was a ton of fun doing that.
That was fun. I never laughed so much.
Just wish they'd have let us get on the track and maybe just pace us around just for one lap so you snap a picture or something cool. But
cool. Know better.
That was a pretty good
They
time.
Do that laps for charity.
Yeah.
There you go. That's right.
I'd get kicked out of there.
There's been several times between the both of us, we've been out there and did laps for our own charity.
Exactly. Right.
Sometimes you go out there and nobody's around, and
I mean,
there's a little spot you can get in.
If everything's open and I just wind up there, I mean, there was no sign telling me not to go that way, so... I mean, just tell me to leave and I'll leave.
Yeah,
I ain't going to flip a fit.
I'm looking for the exit. I can't find the exit.
Yeah.
I have my eyes.
Look at that in Martinsville.
Ah, nice. That'd be a fun one.
I climbed the fence in Martinsville.
We were told we can go on the track.
Nice.
And look at the track.
Yeah.
But don't drive on it. Just go on it and then back off of it. So my car didn't have reverse.
Go the long way. You know, have to do it.
I will not
say that. And then we get out there and we're taking pictures of the Martinsville sign, and there goes the sheriff.
You just tell him, sorry, it was open.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah, we went to Martinsville, me and my wife, one time for my birthday, and that was fun. Fun track.
That's
that was the time that Joey bumped Truex out of the way.
It was Matt Kenseth.
No, it was Truex. Joey bumped Truex out of the way.
Yeah. Two different years in a row he had a run in there.
Yeah, we saw Logano out here at the dirt track one day. We were race weekend. We were just out there messing around. He's walking around the pits, and I said, "Hey, Joey, I saw you out there at Martinsville that day. You bumped Truex out of the way." He said, "Yeah. What'd you think of that?" I said, "Yeah, that's cool."
I thought
I was going to get in fights on the walk out, because I kept saying, "Hey, that's just how a race is." I see guys looking over their shoulder. Truex stands out
right,
and he's
looking
over his shoulder at me. I was like, "Oh, I better just shut up."
Yeah, better shut up. Make it out alive.
Yeah. We love going to different tracks. We're getting ready to go to Michigan for a little vacation here in the middle of October, and I was searching some of the tracks around there to try to find a racetrack to go to somewhere.
Oh.
There's one right in my hometown, Tri-City. I don't know if they're racing. They didn't really pop up. I don't know if it's even open.
Well, that's what's nice about those more condensed areas, because there's many tracks in a smaller area. You know, if you miss this one,
yeah.
Catch
there's tracks
one.
That I didn't even know were there.
Right. Yep. And
that's what I found out, too. Yeah.
And like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, mm-hmm. Sunday night races, uh-huh. You know, too. So different days of the week.
And I know, like out in North Carolina, they run them micro sprints almost every single day of the week.
Yeah.
And that's why we have Bryce people.
Always a race.
Options, everybody.
Got
that's
options.
Right. Exactly. We're doing what we can for options, you know. You know, some cars work great at some tracks, not others. And, you know, that's what it's there for. Just another option, you know. So don't knock us. Come help
and
us.
And it's different.
You know?
It's not the same. Like, I mean, I know Havasu and Willow Springs are different, but they race pretty much the same.
Right.
Like this one is way different than the Bullring. It's different than Willow. It's different
that's
than
what I like
Havasu.
About it. I like the character.
Yeah, it's a character. A lot of characters. It's a driver's track. You know, you ask any good driver, they'll tell you the same thing. So it takes a lot. There's not a lot of straightaways on that track.
Make sure you're sitting in your seat right with
right,
the belt.
Three and four is a straightaway.
The only straightaway is in between the turn of three and four.
That's right.
Which is weird.
I've been finishing in the back, so don't ask this driver.
Hey, before you get too far along, let's talk about your sponsors. You know,
we got some.
See what you got.
Hobbies
there.
Rides right here. Everybody check out Hobbies Rides. He gives away cars all the time. All you got to do is buy a couple of tickets.
Where do we get free cars at?
I wish.
Buy a T-shirt, we get a free car.
So they do raffles. They have smaller raffles where you can buy an entry. I think you get like 5 entries for $25 or something like that. And then the more like they have $50 is 100 entries. So the more money you spend, the more entries you get. And they normally have 3 or 4 cars that you can choose from. Most of them are old G bodies. Every now and then they'll have like a Jeep or like a Hummer or something like that.
Nice. Check where they are located.
Here in Vegas. He has a shop. I'm not exactly sure where exactly it's at, but they have a shop here in Vegas. And
they just opened a shop.
Okay.
They also just opened a car dealership. I'll have to find the name of it.
That's what I wondered about.
They sell a lot of the cars that they don't give away.
The same name under
from,
the same
It's a different company. I believe he went in with someone else. But all the cars that they don't give away go to this car dealership, and they have pretty good deals on it. And then they'll have bigger ones where it's an actual raffle, like a bingo type deal where you buy certain numbers, and those cars are normally pretty hefty price on those cars. Yeah, like talking like $25,000 cars.
That's amazing.
And like some of them are fully customized. Like he'll give away cars that are like the low riders with the hydraulics and stuff in there. And so some pretty unique rides he gives away.
Maybe they can auction one off and put all the proceeds to World Race Team.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
He does help us out with tires and
cool.
The shirts themselves.
Right.
So
right.
I do gotta thank our main sponsor though, Kelly Rinke. Thank you, Kelly, for letting us spend all this money.
She's watching too.
You know what? That is huge. You know, to have the family involved
and grandma.
And grandma.
Couldn't do without mom,
right.
But definitely couldn't do it without
grandma.
No, would be working, have my car just sitting at Blythe if that was the case.
Yeah, him through his driveway.
Yeah,
we'll be
playing my room.
We'll
make
it.
Grandma Barb, thank you, grandma.
Cool
for sure.
Yeah, that's it. You know, we support all the businesses and that support local racing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you out there at a racetrack, look at the race cars, look at the businesses that sponsor these race cars, and take a look and visit these businesses.
We're going to come see the Liable Banners here with our next car to get some stuff done. So.
Yep, tell them.
He'll be waiting patiently.
Yeah.
We actually need to get some stickers from them.
I want
to
get a canopy made. I saw that canopy you had at Orange Show.
That was one.
Gary? Well, I noticed that you had a custom band.
Awning. That was borrowed about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and never returned.
It's still borrowed.
That's right.
But there is one out there that is really nice that was a raffle giveaway at our Late Model Truck Series
banquet
that one of the guys won.
Yeah.
It took him a little while to pick up, but he finally got it. He was sporting it out
nice.
At one or two of the races.
I think that was in
Orange
Show.
Yeah.
Just right in front of where we
were. I didn't saw the canopy. I don't know the banner, but I did see the canopy. And I said, that's
Gary,
the canopy they're talking about.
I believe it's number 6, right? On the canopy.
No, the canopy is number 2.
Oh, yes.
He's
right.
Number 6 now,
right.
But on the canopy he used to be number 2. But, yeah, really nice, so. That's something
custom made for him.
Yeah, thanks to Mike,
nice.
Your reliable banner.
Yeah, we're gonna go see him for sure.
Does a great job. So.
How long have you guys been racing the trucks? How long have you owned the trucks and been racing them?
We started the series in 2018.
Oh, wow.
We had our first race out at Vegas 2018. That's where we kicked off our season. But and it's been racing since. Of course, COVID came up, slowed our momentum down for a little bit. Yeah, for one season.
Yeah.
But that's where we're at. We're in rebuild mode now, and it's a lot of great interest in that. And
where do you find so many trucks like that? They're already built trucks, or
these are built trucks.
They fell off of a truck going down the highway.
Where's mine at?
It was a series that people were trying to get out of it.
Probably they probably find one.
Yeah.
It was a series that was somewhere, and you guys picked up a lot of the trucks from there.
So. We only got 90 cents. It used to be called the Speed Truck Challenge way back in the day. They started in like late 90s, 98, I think it was. And then they went defunct after they became ASA Truck Series a few years back, 2012-ish, 13-ish maybe. And then so
that's a nice division to give
it
to somebody.
It is. We'll talk more about that. Yeah, unfortunately, we're out of time.
Wow.
Thank you, Eric.
Bye quick.
Yeah, appreciate you coming in, Eric.
Sure.
And thank you for hosting as usual.
I'm going to start taking notes and questions back.
Hopefully Patrick's back next week. He ain't out playing around doing whatever.
Whatever.
Oil's in the wrong spot. We'll see you guys next week.